92 years ago, nearly a century, the Prohibition Amendment passed. It was supported by a pretty large and diverse portion of the population and had the best of intentions.
Beecher had heard the same sad story from parishioners again and again. Jobs lost, life savings swallowed up, wives and children beaten and abused, all because of alcohol. Now, he resolved to do something about it.
That's an excerpt from the new three-part documentary series Prohibition, which airs on PBS beginning October 2nd. And joining us now is the director, Ken Burns, Academy Award-nominated filmmaker behind lots of historical documentaries, Civil War, jazz, and this new three-part series, Prohibition. And he joins us with his longtime collaborator, Lynn Novick, who's also worked with him on The War, Baseball, and several other films. Both join us from our partner station, WGBH, in Boston. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, let's talk about the choice of Prohibition. And I'm sure you're getting this question from a lot of people, because it's impossible to watch this documentary without seeing some pretty powerful echoes in many of the debates that we're having today. Not just this theme of unintended consequences, but, you know, the debate over the legalization of marijuana, over same-sex marriage, all these issues in which morality is legislated. Ken, did you purposely kind of try to bring up that issue or steer away?
It's neither. We were drawn to just a phenomenal story that, as we began to pursue its many, many layers, you began to realize that it echoed with today. You read the New York Times today, in the United States v. Jones, there's somebody that's up on a case of having been followed by the GPS that was illegally placed on his car, where the Prohibition story in our film has a story of Roy Olmsted, who was a bootlegger in Seattle that had warrantless wiretaps taken of him and went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the question of privacy came out of this. You've got single-issue political campaigns that metastasize. You have the demonization of recent immigrants. You have a whole group of people who feel like they've lost control of their country and want to take it back. You have unfunded congressional mandates in this story. You have smear campaigns during presidential elections. I mean, these are a handful of the themes of the Prohibition story, and all of them resonate and echo with today and sort of echo the Bible's there's nothing new under the sun.
It's Ken Burns, Academy Award-nominated filmmaker. The new documentary is called Prohibition. It's a three-part series that will air on PBS beginning October 2nd, and also with his longtime collaborator, Lynn Novick. You know, Lynn, I was kind of struck by, I mean, all of us know that one of the unintended consequences of Prohibition was the birth of the mafia, but I was also struck by the fact that legislating morality ended up in many ways causing immorality in the United States, at least according to the documentary. And let me quote here, especially among the young and especially young women, liquor consumption rocketed, propelling the rest of the culture with it. Skirts shortened, music heated up, America's sweetheart morphed into the vamp. Why did that happen?
You really hit the nail on the head. Pete Hamill says in the film, if you want children to brush their teeth, make toothpaste illegal, and they'll be up on the rooftop brushing away. And I think it's that sense that if you tell people they can't do something and, you know, they're curious and they want to see if they can be a little bit rebellious and do what they're not supposed to do, and that's certainly in human nature, and it paid off in spades during the Prohibition era, and that people who wanted Prohibition wanted nothing more than to sort of stop the country from changing, from the modern world, which was sort of taking over. They didn't want that to happen. They wanted to go back to the good old days when people stayed at home and listened to their parents and did the right thing, you know. And it just had the opposite effect, because the sense of lawlessness and sort of going against the rules became pervasive in the society, which was the exact opposite of what they had wanted. Now, women did experience kind of a sexual liberation in other places where we didn't have prohibition, so you can't blame it all on prohibition. But the way we see it is prohibition was kind of fuel on the fire, just accelerated the entire process. And so by the end, you had women who had wanted prohibition just aghast at their daughters and the way they were behaving, staying out all night in speakeasies, sleeping with men that they weren't married to, and just, you know, doing everything that their parents had hoped they wouldn't do, because prohibition would have been the thing that would have stopped it.
That's Lynn Novick, who's a collaborator with Ken Burns on this new documentary series, Prohibition. So, Ken, you know, with the birth of the mafia at that time, I always think of the sort of the turning the criminals into heroes came after Prohibition, but it appears that actually began during the years when alcohol was illegal.
Yeah, it's exactly right. And this is what one fascinating aspect to the story is. And it's maybe in some ways the more superficial and familiar one, the Model T's careening around rain-slick Chicago streets with Tommy guns blasting. That's the manifestation, the sort of just the most superficial image of a much larger unintended consequence that you can legislate. We do legislate morality. We don't. You can't murder somebody else. But when you take something that was so pervasive, the use of alcohol, through all of human history, and all of a sudden just arbitrarily say, guess what, on this day in January 1920, you can't do this anymore. And it seems hypocritically enforced. It seems hypocritically applied and intended essentially to regulate other people, recent immigrants, all sorts of attempts to sort of exert a control that didn't happen, then you are going to send a big invitation to crime, which was haphazard and random, to organize. And in the process of it, those criminals don't seem as bad in some lights, in some perspectives, as the hypocritical officials who are trying to supposedly enforce the law. The President of the United States, Warren G. Harding, who has a whiskey cabinet fueled by a bootlegger who visits the White House every week. The judges who are corrupted by payoffs, the cops who are corrupted by payoffs, the sort of lax and also sort of haphazard enforcement that seemed to target the working man who just wanted a drink after a 6.5-day work week, 10, 12, 14 hours a day. But the, you know, the rich could get it. So the bootlegger sort of took on a kind of folk hero status that was one of those unintended consequences. When Al Capone moved around Chicago, he was followed by kids who running after his limousine in an echo of a later celebrity culture that we would see today. He was surrounded by an entourage of bodyguards when he went to the racetrack or the baseball game. He had the same kind of celebrity as a Babe Ruth did. He was just well-known, and people could sort of rationalize it. Well, he's, you know, doing a service to the folks who want their stein of beer, and it doesn't it seem hypocritical and ridiculous, particularly if you're in a big city, not to say that that's the only places where the Volstead Act was ignored, but it seemed pretty hypocritical that the law was so evenly applied.
We're speaking with Ken Burns, Academy Award-nominated filmmaker, with behind many, many documentaries, including Civil War and Jazz. The new three-part series is called Prohibition, and it begins airing on PBS on October 2nd. Also with us, Lynn Novick, Ken's longtime collaborator. She co-directed The War, Baseball, Frank Lloyd Wright, and now Prohibition. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Our pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You can see a trailer for Prohibition. Head over to our website. And, you know, The Prohibition documentary seems to be about all kinds of unintended consequences anytime you get into the legislation of morality. Although Ken is right, there are all kinds of things that we do legislate. We want to get your comments. 8778-MY-TAKE, or you can post a comment at thetakeaway.org. While you're there, become part of the show, weigh in, check out the Takeaways blog, find out what John and I are saying about things, and tell us what you're saying about things. That's all at thetakeaway.org. One other thing we want to definitely get your views on is if you watched the Tea Party debate last night, we want to find out if you learned anything new from any of those candidates that you saw in Florida. Give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE. I'm Celeste Headlee. John Hockenberry is out until later this week. This is The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, WKKF.org. The Takeaway is produced by WNYC and Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.